back. No what more fucking one shots. We're back to the main show.
Yeah. Right, no, wait, wait. Let's not kid them. This is a one shot, guys.
welcome to the 16th episode of Lunch Table.
Lucky number 16, baby.
Yep. Double digits, finally.
I mean, we've been in double digits for a while.
Nope.
This is double digits, bro. We hit double digits even.
Yeah, yeah. We're technically hitting double digits, yeah.
By the way, Siva, I wonder why, but I feels like... Like, it feels like someone made an oopsie in this podcast already. And I don't know.
Alright, bro.
And I feel like maybe, you know, we should address it, you know? Perhaps.
Yo, if you're gonna roast me about being a bit late today, right? Then I'm gonna roast you for not even having a normal speech.
Hey, relax, guys. Hey,
I don't
relax,
know.
Relax.
Yeah, I don't know. Wait. Ryan, do you know what this guy's talking about?
No, I know what both of you are talking about. Shut it, alright? Y'all need to shut it, dude. Okay.
Hey, yo. Nah, bro.
We spreading love and positivity here. No.
Yeah,
hate.
Love and positivity. All right, bro. I love you guys.
Facts.
Psych.
Bro.
Oh, shit.
All right, bro. Come on, get it on. Let's go. First topic.
First topic is no topic, baby.
True. This.
I don't know. So we haven't been doing one. We've been doing one shots because of finals, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Nick, it's honestly been your fault. I don't know why you brought out the beginning. Yeah. You kept talking about Siva and all that. Siva
this,
Siva
bro,
that.
Bro, this guy is busy with finals, and that's fine. But like, now in the holidays, he sleeps at 7 a.m. Sorry, sleeps at 10 a.m. and then he wakes up at like 7 p.m. Bro, what is that?
Bro, my friend was leaving, and I had to stay up to see him off, bro. Because there's no way in hell I was gonna wake up for him.
Bro, like, just have a normal fucking sleep schedule, dog.
Bro, this is normal to me. What are you talking about? See, normal is like a relative term, right? It's like, what normal to me might not be normal for you, but like...
Nah, shut the fuck up, Nick.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, isn't that what Einstein said, bro?
I don't care about Einstein, bro. We're living in the present, not in the past.
Yeah, so a lot of things happened. Since we all gathered together for a podcast. How long has it been since we all gathered? Like 3 weeks?
Almost a month.
For starters, it started snowing, right? In your area.
Oh, yeah. Right, it's getting really, really cold.
It's actually Christmas time, guys. It's getting there.
Yeah, it's almost Christmas time.
Y'all feeling the spirit, though?
Yeah, kind of. Not really.
There's Christmas decorations around, so, like, I guess. It's really fucking cold outside. It's like -6 for me right now.
Jesus. Ooh. It's like one for me right now. 1 degree.
But, yeah, I have to go out like hella layered, bro. Just to like survive.
Yeah. Oh, so Nick, so you're hibernating. That's it's not a bad sleep schedule. You're just hibernating.
Hibernate in the night, bro. Not in the day.
Nah, bro. This is how it is.
They sleep in the day.
Yeah, like the
and at night. So he literally sleeps at night too.
Bro, my day is only like 4 hours long because the sun sets at like 3 p.m. Bro.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, it's the same here. The sun sets at like 3 p.m. and it's just like what is going on? What? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally pitch black outside by 3:30. Yeah. Like it feels like 10 p.m.
Nah, y'all trolling. What the hell, 3 p.m.
Bro, it's actually horrible. I'm not even kidding. Like. You look outside at 3 and it's already like sunset.
In winter, bro, you just lose so much sunlight. You get nothing.
It's so depressing, dude. I'm not even a cap.
I mean, I'm done for school, so I'm chill.
The night is still young, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, in case the listeners don't know, I'm done with finals. So we're going to be more active, you know. Now, it all just depends on Siva.
No, Nick. It depends on your. It depends on your terrible sleep schedule, ass. All right. I've been the most accommodating when it comes to recording times here.
See, don't when did I? I thought we were past the sleep schedule stuff, mumbo jumbo.
Nah, bro. I am not letting this go, bro. If you're gonna roast me about being late to this one, I'm gonna roast you for not even having like a normal sleep schedule. Because I have been so accommodating for like the last. 3 months. You know what? I'm calling you out here because your fucking terrible sleep schedule always hinders us. You're like, Ryan should do it earlier, bro. Just wake up later, bro. Wake up like a normal person, and we'll have normal recording time.
Alright, so we seem to have caught Steve at a bad time because he just woke up, and so he's a bit cranky.
No. It's not about catching me at a bad time. It's because I've been fed up of negotiating with you two, and having to fucking record at odd times in the fucking morning. Just because, and it's just such a pain, dude. It's such a pain. I'm actually pissed.
Alright, you know what? Yeah. Hey, Nick,
listen, bro. We'll say this, alright.
Nick, get a normal sleep schedule.
I'll stop this.
How about we go around the table and just roast each other, guys? I've been wanting to do this for a while.
Are we actually doing this?
Yeah. Yes. Are we all leaning on Nick right now?
I was literally going to like clear the air, and then now you're just gonna instigate gold medalist.
Okay. Yo, Nick. We gotta do this before Christmas time, because this Christmas time we gonna be all zen.
Oh, true. We'll say only good things.
Alright, get the toxic stuff out, bro.
Okay.
Alright, who wants to go first?
Y'all already started with
you
me,
already
bro.
Started
Keep
with
going,
Nick,
bro.
Dude. No cap.
Keep going.
Bro. Nick, honestly, yo, he's just become a straight hippie since he come to Canada. I can't even lie.
Yeah, no cap. No cap.
this dude is just different now, bro. He's just zoinked out 24/7.
My guy's just smoking weed the whole time, bro. I don't know what that was.
Ah, voice crack. Your point is invalid, bro. You voice crack while making fun of me.
Oh, man.
No, but yeah. Hey. What can I say, bro? It's true. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna see you in line, bro.
Yeah, y'all rush me for drinking too much, bro.
Be,
this guy's going
to
way more than
studying, Nick. You know?
Huh?
On your finals,
wait, what?
Bro.
You can just bro, use... I did not smoke during finals, bro. I don't know
no,
why.
No, I said you can be studying during finals.
I did study during finals. What are you talking about?
Nah, bro. You.
I didn't smoke at all during finals.
No, I'm not saying you did, bro. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying you do it too much.
How were your finals? How were your finals for you?
Okay, first one bad. Second one good. Third one good. Fourth one bad. Fifth one bad. That's
See,
how it went.
This is what I mean, Nick. You know what I'm saying?
If you smoked less, maybe you wouldn't be 50-50 on your exams. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, that's not what I'm saying.
Wait your turn, guys. Just wait your turn.
That's
I'll take
what
it,
saying,
bro.
No.
I don't care, bro.
I know I'm about to get smoked, so I'm smoking.
I keep going on me, bro. Lay it on me, bro. I like this. Give me.
I mean, y'all know that his attention span is terrible. Can't watch anime, can't watch most things for shit.
Yeah, true.
True.
Man, I'm not even trying to be that mean, honestly. I can't even
Ryan can't do it, bro. This guy, he's too nice of a soul, bro.
No.
That's why he's so lame.
Wait for Steven, bro.
Oh, true. Wait for Steven, bro.
Bro, y'all gonna rip into me, dude. I know it's coming, dude. Jesus.
Nah, I think we're gonna see a new side of Ryan when we get to Steven, bro.
Nah. Nick. You're just a donut in general, honestly. See, mm-hmm. I'm doing this. I'm stalling so you can fucking think. Alright.
Yeah,
you're
like...
cranky in the morning. You better say some shit.
Oh, man. Dude, honestly, dude, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired, bro. I'm sick and tired of this guy being like, oh, I don't have to record. Right, what are you, busier than the fucking president, dude? You're in fucking college, bro.
Bro, okay, alright. You know, I'll let you finish first before I say anything.
You can debate with him, bro.
Alright, bro. Since when did I say I had no time, bro? I have time. It's just that my time doesn't coincide with your time, which makes you mad.
That's because of your fucked up sleep schedule, bro.
Yeah, bro. This is all because your sleep schedule is fucked.
Bro, are we not recording at an okay time?
Nah, this is a terrible time, bro.
This is terrible. This is 8 a.m., bro. Like,
You got cranky Siva. I got my day duties, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, what is bad with the normal recording time that we always do? What time is it now for you guys?
It's 8:23 a.m.
Okay, Ryan?
It's like 4:23.
Alright, for me it's like 5, right? Like,
yeah.
I can
Wait, 5 what? 5 a.m.? Yeah. eat donuts.
Yeah, because you sleep at like 7 a.m., bro. Like,
that's not the problem. No, no, that's not the problem here. That's not the problem here, right? For you, okay, Ryan, what time? It's like, okay, how about we record 1 hour from now, 2 hours from now, 3 hours from now? I'm that's down. My... Y'all are not.
Because I'm having, I'm actually doing normal stuff like having dinner at this at those times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, and I'm waking up at, and I'm fucking sleep at those times.
Oh my god, what are you, a bat, bro? Why do you sleep in the day? I don't understand.
That's just how it is, bro. This is how it is, bro.
Dude, don't you want to fix it? Don't you want to make it better? Surely you're like missing out on hanging out with people and stuff like that if you're sleeping in the day.
Nah, bro, it's the winter break, bro. I'm literally, dude, I still hang out with my friends, bro. Like today I went out when I woke up, and then now I'm home and I'm chilling, watching a movie. Ooh, probably talk about that later. It's a little indie film. You may not have heard of it.
Yeah, it's called, little indie film.
I think it's called Spy.
Spy Man. Yeah,
right. Spy Man.
Spy Family. No. It's coming out next year though.
Yeah, we'll talk about Spy Family later too.
No route to the house or some shit. Anyways, but yeah, we'll talk about that later. But yeah, like. Okay, my sleep schedule's fucked, right? That's given, right?
Yeah.
Right? But does that mean that, like, we can't record?
No, it just means that it's less inconvenient for us. Yeah, I mean,
like, it's just harder to record because...
Yeah, because, you know...
I'm actually busy in the day, you know what I'm saying? You're... Because I'm not in college. The thing is,
Ryan is that he's living with his family, so, like, of course he has more, like, you know, commitments and stuff.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, I do, actually.
He goes out and stuff and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, family things a lot of the time.
Can you like, not, like, plan ahead and just, like, say, like, yo, family, can I have, like, 1 hour? Like, I can't.
Yeah. Why don't you just tell your family that you're calling me and Nick?
1 hour to this hour.
Yeah. And just tell them to not, like, disturb you for that time.
I mean, yeah. I do tell them sometimes. That's what I had to do today. That's why I told him today. Okay, 5 p.m. I should be good. You know.
Tell them 5:30 right now. Tell them 5:30 or 6.
Because some donut got late, man.
No, but like.
I don't.
You like? Is it? You know, like.
No.
Be very honest, and don't try to shift blame because, like, we know, like. Okay, my schedule's fucked up. Like, we know that, right? So you don't have to fucking say it, like, every second. Just be honest from your perspective. Do you have time for the podcast, bro? Can you make time for the podcast?
I always make time. I never, you know, I never say that I can't. I always, like, you know, whatever you two say, I'll do it. Like, I've always been like that for this podcast. So that's really just up to Ryan.
Bruh, I actually have a lot of things to do. I'll be honest. I actually have a lot of things to do in a day.
But yeah, it's also because
he's in the army for like the whole week, so like
that's of course in the army, like we can't do nothing with that. But
imagine
like
when he comes back from army, his family wants to do stuff with him, etc.
I'm in a camp for five days, right? Then I come back on the weekends, obviously, you know.
Obviously, gonna go lunches and stuff like that.
I have a lot of things to do. People to hang out with, things to do. Yeah, that's why nighttime is usually the best time for me because that time I actually have. Is my free time, you know? I actually had to go home. I can go home. I can just like,
man, it's just hard because, like, to be honest, like, this is like good for me. Like, I can do this or
at
like
5
earlier or later. Yeah, like, well, I can do this because I'm already like used to this. Maybe when I actually flip my sleep schedule, man. I'll actually like be able to record. Thing is, like,
I'll make sure
the times
you fix it, bro.
Ignore,
no,
like,
the thing is, no, the thing is that do you want to fix your sleep schedule or not? That's what I'm gonna ask you because. It doesn't seem
usually,
like it.
Because it always gets fucked anyways. Because I'm always hanging out with my friends really late at night.
Yeah, but you know what I do when I go out late at night? I just sleep, wake up at 7, and then just, if I'm feeling sleepy, I'll take a nap in the day. Like, it's one of those ones. You just gotta firm it.
Bro, see, here's the thing. Like, this is my free time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, regardless of sleep schedules, like when you make the schedule for a podcast, right, you want to like find the best time for everyone's free time, not like you know, so like since we're all like at least awake at this time, like it makes it easier, right, than compared to like when two people are awake and one person sleeping, or if I'm awake and Ryan's awake and you're sleeping. Like, it's not, it doesn't make that much sense. Like, what just happened to you just now, which caused you to be late,
yeah,
is going to happen to me every time we record. And it's not, like, super easy to, like, fix, right? Because it's like this, bro. My friends
it's just the fucking time zones. That's the problem,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's the time zones, and it's just, like, it's just how it is what it is. Like,
yeah,
stuff like sleep schedule, it's, you know, like, do I, like, it, like, you know, you say, like, oh, fix your sleep schedule to a good sleep schedule. But, like, I'm okay with this, bro. Because my friends and I, like, we're chill with this.
No, but, like, surely it'll come back to bite you when uni starts. That's why I've been pushing you to, like, fix your sleep schedule. Because if you're going to go to uni and it's, like, 8 a.m. and you're, like, you haven't slept.
No, I mean,
because your sleep schedule doesn't allow it.
So, I trust that Nick will, like, if he has a job interview at 9 a.m., he's not going to fucking be sleeping at 5. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm looking out for, like, your future. Because right now, of course, it's fine. It's Christmas break, but, like,
don't worry about my future, bro. Because I sleep late in the fucking school days anyways, and I still manage. Like, I don't sleep as late, of course, but I do sleep, like, relatively late.
I mean, I usually sleep at, like, 2, and I wake up at, like, 6, 7. That's my usual sleep schedule. Like,
all my exams are at 9, you know? And I slept... I didn't, like, sleep at 8 hours for my exam, for most of my exams, but I did sleep, you know, at least 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You fucking donut, man.
Because I'm looking at my...
One of my exams, I think the least I slept is, like, 3.
Oh, Jesus. Bruh,
that's a nap at that point. That's not sleep.
Because I'm looking at my... What do you call it? My like average that. Sleep on my watch. I sleep at, like, 1:30, and I wake up at around 7 or 7:30. That's my usual sleep schedule. No matter how late I sleep, I just wake up at 7:30 and firm it, basically.
Y'all just don't sleep. Y'all both are just bad at sleeping, you know?
Nah, yeah. But I'm fine with sleeping. Like, my...
Like, I mean, I get to sleep quick, but, like, you know.
I'm gonna be honest, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, I don't lose that much opportunities by sleeping that late, to be honest. Like, and I don't wake up that late that I can't do anything. You know, if I need to go to the store, I'll just go to the store when I wake up. Because I have time. But, yeah, I do want to fix it. Or, like, you know, maybe not, like, now, but definitely
bro.
In the future.
You can just be a streamer.
Oh, like, whenever the chance arise, I try to fix it. Like, if I'm feeling tired early, like early into the night, I'll be like, yeah. Oh, fuck it, well, let's sleep, you know? Like, maybe I'll fix it in the morning. But if I'm not feeling tired, bro, it's like, I'm not feeling tired. And I'm not trying to take melatonin to, like, because, like, I don't want to... I've already done this during my exams. I took melatonin before going to bed because, like, because my sleep schedule is not, like, super good, and I need to make sure to I sleep so that I can be rested for my exams. And because of that, I, like, the night my exam stopped, I had trouble sleeping so bad.
Jesus.
So I'm not trying to, like, build that, like, melatonin
dependency.
Dependence, yeah, bro. Yeah. Nah, fuck that, bro. Fuck that.
I know.
Yeah, that's like
melatonin, though. Yeah.
Shout out to my late sleepers, though. We exist, and we matter.
Who's sleeping at 8 a.m., though? I don't even...
Yeah, bro, that's, like, a different level. Like, I can't.
Nah, bro,
You're actually a gamer.
Wow. Bro, no cap. My friends and I have the worst sleep schedules.
I know.
My friends and I are the worst, and they just fucking... They fucking what? What do they do? They... what's the term? That's the term? They fucking... They, like... cause it, you know? They cause my sleep to be worse.
Hey, bro. Don't try and shift blame, okay, Nick?
Yeah, because, like, bro, it'd be, like, 3 a.m. and they're like, you want to go Subway? I'm like, fuck it, let's go Subway, bro. And I get Subway.
All right, bro.
And then I stay up just chatting with them about shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I get it, but, like, you know.
Yeah, bro. It's just, bro, when this guy Siva just goes, like, just sleep. Bro, I let me just sleep, bro. Like, I can't just sleep, bro. Like, it's a body thing, bro. It's like a, you know.
Yeah. Oh. I always say it because I'm looking out for your, you know, when you come back to uni and, like, you know, it's not about the podcast. It's about your, you know, your sleep and, like, you know, just fix it. Make sure that you're sleeping at normal times. Okay.
Thank you, Siva. But you should. Stay in your own lane. No, but you should, you know, worry about yourself before worrying about me, because you are also in uni and you also need sleep, and you also have shit to do. In fact, you are more busy than me. Like, you are still in school. I'm free. So
no, I'm done with uni now. I just finally started my break. But like, you know.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm in my Christmas break now.
Oh, how long is your Christmas break, bro?
It's still next month, the 18th, I think.
What?
It just started. Like, it started last weekend.
Nice.
But I have finals right after.
that's fucked, bro.
Yeah, I gotta study throughout Christmas.
Yeah. And see, finals, still find a way to not go to Old Trafford. You fucking love to see it, man.
This plastic, bro.
Bro, have you seen UK, bro?
Yeah,
it's like 90,000, 100,000 COVID cases. I don't know how you want
me
to go see it.
Should we transition to Sivas Rose now that we've already started?
No. All right, sure, go ahead.
I
want
to see him for last, though. No cap.
Oh, you want to see him for last, bro?
Yeah.
That's crazy,
bro. Bro, we don't even need to roast Ryan, bro. He's in the army. That's all we need.
I feel like y'all don't have much to say about me.
Yeah, because you're in the fucking army, bro. You got nothing to do anyways.
I'm quite, you know.
Nah, Ryan, bro. Nah, this guy, bro. Let me tell you about this guy. Nah, Ryan, bro.
Yeah.
30
minutes
later. Nah, Ryan, bro. Yo, this guy, Ryan, bro. I'm telling you, this guy, Ryan, bro. He's a pedophile.
Fuck
you, dude.
There you go.
Nah. I'm about to, like...
What's worse than someone with a bad sleep schedule?
It's a non.
a sexual offender, bro.
Bro, what is this? This is actually, like, so slanderous. I'm about to, like, set up a secret on this podcast.
Yeah, you can sue us and actually win. No, bro, when I show them
I don't want to take away from your broke uni anyways.
Bro, when I show the judge your watch history, bro, and then they fucking incriminate you in the spot, bro. Good luck, bro.
Bro, you're not gonna see much, bro. I haven't watched much, right? Of anything in general. Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, it's just, you know, Ryan is, you know, in the army. I feel bad for him already. Bro, imagine having to serve the country and give out 2 years of your life, even if you could have chosen Vietnam as a nationality.
Oh yeah, let's roast him about the decision, bro. Look at this
guy.
Yeah,
bro. Look at why. Just, you chose it because of visas? Is that your reason?
Yeah, it's more
you chose to give away 2 years of your life because you couldn't pay for some like $50 visa, bro?
Healthcare, you know, schooling, if I do decide to pursue school here, is cheap.
In Singapore?
Yeah, at the same point, it's like 13K for like 3 years.
Yo, let me tell you this right now, bro. You ain't getting to NUS, fam.
Yo.
You ain't getting in, bro. I don't know what you're doing.
Oh my god, Nick. Holy shit.
Bro, you should have taken the fucking Vietnamese visa when you had that chance and just go to RMIT.
RMIT,
bro.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh my god.
RMIT.
This is stupid, bro.
Oh my god.
Bro. This guy based his life decisions off.
Going to NUS.
Fucking,
fuck you. I'm not
going, bro. Going to NUS, bro. Delusional, this guy.
Jesus. Like, Jesus, bro. You don't need to do it like that.
Nah,
I mean, to be fair, NUS is like top 10. Yeah, so, like, you know, it is hard to get in.
Bro, let's
it's
not
also
act
expensive.
Like there's NTU, SMU, there's so
bro,
many.
Bro, you ain't getting to Nanyang. That's real. Nanyang is mostly engineering, anyways.
No cap. Nanyang, bro. My friend said that his friend is the stupidest motherfucker he knows, and he got in, bro.
Really?
Yo, they accept,
I'm telling you, bro.
Bro, they just sometimes they just accept you, bro.
Maybe Ryan has a chance, bro.
I'm telling you, if I'm Singaporean, I have a chance.
No, but like isn't Nanyang mostly known for engineering, anyways? Why isn't it
tech
business?
It's a tech
unit.
SMU's okay too.
SMU.
Management unit. Bro,
I don't even know what I'm
going
to business, bro.
I'm just.
You're gonna go to a business school?
When you see me become the next Jack Ma, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, disappearing off the earth, bro.
No. We have a pact, bro. If any of us becomes billionaires, then they'll support the other friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Right, so if y'all become billionaires, you know where I am, bro. You got my contact.
But yeah, bro. Right. We're saying this because we expect the other people to be billionaires. Bro, let's be real, bro. None of us are making it out, bro.
Bro, we not making it out the streets, man.
Bro, we are making other streams, bro.
Nah, bro. If anyone has a chance, it's Ryan, bro.
Bro, in the future, when I become a, bro, when I become a like an actual, when I finish and get my degree, bro, and you buy a fucking laptop from Dell, and then she goes, the Bluetooth device. Bro, it's gonna fucking explode. And then when I'm riding on the roads in fucking UK, bro, I'm gonna collapse.
You better watch your step, bro. You better watch your step.
Yeah, bro, these engineers be checking their way through uni, bro.
Oh my god.
That shit crazy.
The fucking doctors in the future.
They're switching up on fucking Mayo Clinic and WebMD.
Oh god. And this tell you straight up, you got cancer, bro. From a Google search.
Bro, I just can't imagine Zoomer fucking talking.
Bro, we're doomed, bro. The Earth is fucked. The Earth is fucked. I feel like we're one of the last generations. That's like, you know, good.
We're one of the last few generations. Yo, you think yourself that highly, bro? Come on.
I mean, we got you and Nick out here representing this generation. That does make it lower, you know what I'm saying? Bro.
I'm finna be a TikToker when I grow up, though.
Hey, you.
Bro, Ryan, the TikTok star, bro? You gonna dance for him?
Or an Instagram model, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, a thick thought. Oh, bro, it's actually so hard to say that word. It's crazy. Thick thought. There you go.
Thick thought.
Thick, yeah. You don't say that. You don't, like, say the H, like, the thick, thick.
Thick thought, or thick thought.
Thick thought.
Tick.
Bro, what is he saying, thick. Bro? It's just called TikTok, man.
No, but okay, no, bro, say the word thick.
Bro, thick. I've never heard anyone call it like reference thick. TikTok. Now it just sounds like I have a list, bro. TikTok.
Bro, you sound like you're just like singing a poem, bro, saying TikTok. Hey, TikTok, go say this, bro, in the chat, bro. Say this.
Three. 1, 2, 3.
There we go, bro.
No, but that's actually a thing, though. Yeah.
Yeah. So, now say this.
Oh my god.
It's tree.
I say this.
Tree.
Very good.
Oh
very
my
good.
God.
When this guy passed his Singaporean visa test, bro. No.
Hey, brother, I saw three trees.
Wow, bro. That's not even good Singaporean accent, bro. Show him what's really good, Siva.
Nah, yeah, alright, bro. Okay, you wanna start roasting Siva?
oh shit!
Alright, go have it.
Nah, Siva's gonna roast himself with the accent. Hey,
let me roast. Wait, one more roast on Ryan, bro.
I mean, he's bitchless, hairless, he's in the army.
I got hair, bro. What do you mean I got hair? I got it.
This guy lives with his parents. See, it's not even a bad thing. It's just like,
yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's just funny.
Bro, I wish I lived my parents still, bro. I'm not trying to.
Yeah, for real, bro. These bills are not good.
Yeah, bro. He likes his dog too much. I just leave it at that.
Bro, bestiality, pedophile, bro. I'm just gonna run like a law case on you guys, like legit. This is terrible. This is terrible, bro. Guys.
Bro, nah, bro. They'll see your comments on fucking all your nonce comments, and then
on
they'll
what?
See your
on what?
They'll see since your when, comments since from.
Since when have I said I'm a nonce, bro? I've never said anything noncey.
Cap.
Hey, you guys
the
wanna
only
know
time
what
I've said anything
relatively.
What?
Sorry, what?
Sorry to interject, boys, but do you know why my sleep schedule is so fucked up?
Why?
Why?
My friends just offered me weed just now.
See,
what did they offer you?
Weed, bro. This is
oh my god.
Nah, see but like, then, but then you gotta get the strain that makes you sleepy.
Yeah, we all. I mean, indica. Yeah, I only have indica.
Is it indica that makes you sleepy?
Oh yeah, and
I wouldn't
know.
I wouldn't know. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, this guy trying to clear his name in case the army
listens
to this.
No, legit. You can't get it here.
Yeah, Ryan don't do nothing, bro.
Why y'all making it sound like that? Nah, this is actually terrible, guys.
I do it.
What, bro?
Once in a while.
Ryan don't do nothing, bro. He's chill.
Nah, I only clear my name because it sounded a bit sus when I said, like, oh, innocent. It's I'm just trying to.
Now you're just making it worse because you keep talking about it, bro. Like, just let it go.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, like.
What?
Bro, this podcast is a wreck. I'm not gonna cap, bro.
I mean, are you guys gonna roast me or what now?
Oh, we're roasting already.
Oh, we're roasting you. Okay. Yo, sit back and relax, folks. This is about to get crazy, bro.
Oh, bro, I'm about to get fucked.
All right, Ryan, you go.
Nah, you go first.
No, you go, bro. I feel like, you should go. All
right. You know what? I'll start with, like... Okay. Have you all seen Steve on Twitter, guys? It's like... this dude is just a definition of, like, of fan behavior. I swear to fucking God, bro. Like,
what did that do, bro?
Huh? No, it's like even for series that I fucking love, right? Mushoku Tensei, all that, bro. This guy like puts out like five tweets a day, like saying GOAT Tensei as per every fucking
bro,
day.
Not, bro, Hold up. Like once or twice a day. Don't even fucking I don't do it proactively. Bro, I just come across shit on the TL, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro, I literally fucking love it. Like it's not even a secret. But like legit, like it's fucking every like MHA as well. Like you put out like 5 tweets a day saying, "Yo, go MHA."
5 tweets a day? Are you mad?
Number one series as per you. It's like,
it's only if I see any statistic. That's when I do it, and it's not a lot of time.
And I'm pretty sure like all the boys in your server, like Dumb Nation, they'll all fucking vouch for me. I swear to God, y'all.
Nah, they'll side with you for anything, bro.
Yeah, to be honest, bro.
I don't even
feel like making fun of Steve, bro, because this guy's just he's just like, he just gets made fun of anyways. Like I don't even need to do anything in this guy makes.
Bro, I can't smoke for no reason, bro. Like I ain't a cat. That's why I dish smoke back, because I can't be the only guy who's like, you know, catching smoke.
Nah.
True. Honestly,
dish that much back, bro.
You know what's like, crazy? It used to be Ryan that gets all the smoke. Bro, this guy.
Yeah, I don't know how this guy's getting away with it.
In high school, bro, Ryan is just catching strays left and right.
I'm sorry, Ryan. I used to dish smoke these so much. It was ridiculous.
Bro, like back in the day, in the high school days, bro.
Like Ryan,
the conversation be nothing about like to do with Ryan, bro. And we still be thinking about him, bro. We still related to him.
That's because y'all some haters, bro. For real. Like,
no, I'm terrible. Yo. I stopped, right? Like, I was, like, the first one to, like, chillax a bit after a while.
Bro,
can you say yes
so
or no?
I felt so bad for him, bro. Like, everyone would have smoked for Ryan. It was terrible.
Nah, I'm gonna keep it quiet, bro. I'm gonna keep it quiet here.
Bro, this guy is...
Nah, hey, I thought we roasted Siva. Why are we roasting me again? What the hell? Nah, this...
Oh, my bad. See, like...
I rerouted the smoke towards Ryan.
I've been on your server a couple times, right? I saw the outfits channel.
No, stop.
You did
bro.
You posted the same outfit, bro.
Well, it's a fucking winner, bro. It's a fucking winner.
Every day, wear the same fit. You say, yo, it's Drip City, bro.
I never said that. Hold up. I never said
that. No.
I've literally posted that channel like twice.
You don't say that, but it's that type of energy, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I've posted in that server twice.
And it's the same fucking picture, bro.
Because it's the same jacket, but like, you know, the other stuff is different.
I'm dead, actually.
Also, bro, this guy has been just, like, repeating. I think y'all know about this by now, like, those listening. But this guy has, like, talked about getting a haircut for, like, the past few months already, bro.
Bro, I'm literally going today.
Bro, this guy, bro.
I don't want to hear it, man.
I'm literally going today.
You fucking better, like, you better send a picture in your same jacket, in the yellow jacket that you wear.
I'm in Birmingham, so fresh I don't have that jacket now, but, you know.
Bro, you've been just, like, you've been saying it for the past few months. I don't fucking believe it anymore, you know what I'm saying? It's like...
Bro, I've been busy, bro. Do you understand how much work I've had?
Yeah, you're busy. You're busy watching, like, 5 animes at a time, bro.
I don't sleep, bro. That's what I do. And besides,
you don't sleep, bro. You don't sleep.
I just sleep at like 2 and I wake up at 7. That's my usual. Yeah,
this
like,
guy's
you know,
trying to save himself, bro. He knew he fucked up, bro. He knew I was on
his ass,
bro.
And besides, even if I watch 5 anime at the same time, it's literally weekly, so I get one episode to watch a week. for each show. So I don't know.
Alright, none of that. But then you have your 10 manga on top of that as well. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I have the past 2 weeks I've done fuck all. I don't think you understand, Ryan. I've been working my ass off for like the past week and a half almost.
Okay.
I had like 6 projects.
I'm talking
like
about
tests.
You in general. I'm not talking about you the last week. I'm talking about you in general, my guy.
What do you mean general?
In general, as in the past few months, bro.
Ryan, I've been fucking busy the whole time, right? Don't make it out like I have nothing to do and I didn't go anyway. Like, bro. I've been trying to go. It just haven't happened.
Nah, don't listen to CEO, bro. Engineering's so easy, bro. All
right, Nick.
Bro, Ryan has it tougher in the army, bro. No cap.
I for real do, bro. No cap.
Yeah, bro. Nah. Yeah, I sympathize with CEO that he, you know, it's hard. But,
yeah, now it's Christmas, and I'm in Birmingham. I'm going literally, like after this, you know, finishes, I'll go at, like, 12 p.m., and I'll go get my haircut. All right,
bro. Let me bring up another roast about CEO, bro.
Very good.
This guy, bro. This guy, yeah, he gotta say something, bro. When you say something about him, bro, he fights back with his life, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You hear that? You hear that? What do you mean, nah, bro? What do you mean, nah, bro? Say it.
Yo, see, but you saw me and Nick. We just took our shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we take it, bro. We take those. Right?
Nah, okay. Look, right. Look.
Nah, stop.
I only talk back when the smoke is like, you know, it's I have a reason for the smoke, you know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, shut your ass up.
Alright, bro, I'll just take the smoke. Say it. I won't say none.
Alright, why do you watch 5 animes per day and read 10 mangas but you don't do shit in class, bro?
So do you want me to talk here or not? Because I have reasons.
I know he has
his reason is the anime's weekly. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But but I wanna talk you, bro, honestly, I wanna go back to my Twitter shit, bro. Following you on Twitter is just like it's like all I see is just your retweets, I swear to God, man. It's like,
what was it, are you following like 20 people? Like, it shouldn't be like that.
Nah, it's just you tweet too much, bro. You like
You'd be like
interacting with like every like what is it? Every anime tweet guy, I swear to God, man. I see this.
Bro,
guy,
this
the
guy.
Shonen,
I like
the Shonen
retweets.
Guy,
yo,
guy
this guy.
Like,
yo, no cap. Siva be riding this guy's nuts, bro. On Twitter.
Nah, bro. You really do, bro. No cap.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, look, right? I just like an RT shit I see, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and, yo, and his, like...
And sometimes if I have a question, I'll ask it in, like, the comments.
And his, you know, his... What is it? His anime takes are based on the video he watched, like, 5 minutes
huh?
ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Nah. If it was like that, I would hate MHA. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, what are you talking about?
Okay, so his anime taste. Yeah, bro, his anime taste is just
on your timeline, on my timeline, bro, because of you. Like,
ooh, bro.
Every day, bro. You want me to look at Twitter, bro? I'll show you my Twitter, man.
Oh my days, bro. Bro, just fucking follow more people, bro. Like, I don't know what's up with you.
I do follow like 100 people, bro.
Yeah, no wonder you're seeing mostly my shit.
Yeah, because no one tweets as much as you, bro.
Following some dead people. That's what you're doing.
No, I'm following people who put out bangers like once a while. You know what I'm saying?
Let me see Ryan's following list.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
English VTuber, out of context. United Report.
See?
I don't know who Tina Kitten is.
She's the
Iron Mouse. That's the fucking VTuber.
Hey, are you see is now trying to roast me.
Mori Calliope.
Yeah,
VTuber.
Oh, see? Bro, there he goes again, bro.
Hey,
Siva. He always gotta go back, bro.
a bunch of, you know, anime and, like, other accounts.
Yeah. See, I see all those accounts, but I see just your shit, bro. Explain to me, man. Explain to me, huh?
Because you're following fucking Twitch streamers. They don't tweet. They just stream.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm sorry, Steven, bro. I'm scrolling down your Twitter,
bro. You cannot be fighting me, bro.
Bro, okay.
So, wait, Nick. All right,
bro, let me just read it. Okay.
Count how many goat tensi per as per.
Yes, how that's what he did. He just ended.
My guy,
okay,
Mushu Tensei just
ended.
It wasn't
just because it ended, bro. It was because it was from the beginning.
Okay, I'm looking at my Twitter right now. I'm looking at my Twitter right now.
Like, I love first post.
Top 30 tremendous W.
Okay, I'm looking.
Mushu Tensei, bro. Incredible anime.
I'm looking at my Twitter right now.
Anime of the year.
Yeah, it is anime of the year. I don't care.
Bro, you said like 50 retweets about it, and then like.
I'm trying to spread prop, bro. That's what I'm trying to do.
True.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm on my Twitter right now. First post is a review of Summertime Rendering. Mushoku Tensei. Then it's My Hero. Then it's Jujutsu Kaisen. Then it's Mushoku Tensei.
What? Where are you seeing this, bro? I'm seeing all your.
Look at my profile.
Are you talking about the things where you actually type something out? You mean?
No. I'm just looking at my retweets and stuff.
Bro, I got something to say about this guy, bro.
You're part of Stan Twitter, is what I'm gonna say.
What?
You're part of Stan Twitter, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, as much as I love a series, I couldn't be like that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, look. I wanted to talk about exactly this. I think I was talking to someone about this, and, you know, it just came to my mind, like, it's just like, you know, nowadays, people just don't, you know, people don't care, you know, when they watch stuff, it's just so, like, they just watch it because it's, like, FOMO or something like that, or, like, you know.
FOMO? Like,
because not everything needs to be typed out paragraphs about it.
No, it's not about typing paragraphs. I just don't see the passion for any, like, show anymore, like, in general, like, compared to, like, back in, like, 5 years ago, like, nowadays, everything's, like, short.
What was 5 years ago?
Like, there were a lot of good shows 5 years ago.
Okay, but what do you mean? Give me an example of the passion 5 years ago that you don't see today. Because off of your anime thing, I see a lot of passion. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I care about all the shows that I watch a lot more than other people care about it. Like, I put in a lot more of, like, I invest myself into, like,
the world. Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying about you.
Yeah, like, I don't see any, like, you know, like, people don't, you know, people just watch and then just move on. Like, it's almost like TikTok has made their brain into, like, monkey brain. They just consume it and move on. They don't care. It's just like,
No, you can care about something, but you don't need to, like...
There's no, like, passion. Like, I don't see anybody caring.
You don't need to spread prop about it every 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying?
I don't spread prop every 5 minutes.
It's like this, right? Like,
you literally just said go to 25 minutes ago.
Yes, I did, Ryan. What are you gonna do about it?
I'm just saying that proves my point, right? Like, that, like, you don't need to, like, you can be passionate about something, but you don't need to put something out about it, like, so, like, you know, every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, kind of thing.
It's because now that the season's ended, I won't tweet about it unless I, like, read the light novels, which is probably not likely. Like, I'm not gonna, like, you know, sit there and tweet about it off season. I'm gonna tweet about it when it's on season. But, you know, I was thinking this. Like, I was watching a Mr. Beast video, and it's just so, like, you see it, and it's just so annoying. Because, like, look, I like Mr. Beast, I like his content, but, like, he's always, like, jumping from, just because, like, you know, viewer retention and stuff like that, he just jumps from, like, thing to thing. He cuts so much, and it's, like, starting to piss me off so much, dude. It's like all these TikTok,
it works for him, you know what I'm saying?
It works for him, but it's just, like, it's like a 10-minute video, which could have been, like, 30 or 40 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just cuts air so much. Like, bro, just show us some stuff. Like, he's jumping through shit and, like, you know. I don't know.
So, I mean, as a consumer, I'd rather see a 10-minute video than a 30-minute video.
Yeah, bro. Come on, bro. I watched short and concise, bro.
I watch stuff that's speeded up. That's why, like, I don't mind stuff being longer.
Okay, then you're no better off, Nick, bro. If you watch a 30 minute video at 2x speed compared to us.
I watch it at 1.5 or 1.25. That's usually.
Then what's the difference between that, a 30 minute video on 1.5 to, like,
because you
like
get
a
more stuff,
bro.
You get more stuff instead of, like, cutting. So, like, for example, right? What's his Squid Game video? That was like 20 minutes, and it could have easily been like 40 or an hour. And it's just like he's cutting at places that he doesn't need to cut. Look, I understand that it's like he's trying to make his bag, and like that's how he makes most of his money, by like, you know, keeping it like cutting so much, and like, you know, it's just like kind of, I don't know, it's kind of pissed me off.
This is part of the reason why his videos do so well.
Yeah, I know, but like I feel
if he made videos that are like 40 to an hour long, he would not get as many views as he does. I guarantee you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, that's for sure. But it's just like, I feel like TikTok has like ruined everybody's attention span, and they can't watch stuff more than 10 minutes anymore.
Damn, so
you
know what I'm saying? You're talking about society, bro.
I'm talking about society. I'm calling out society.
Damn, bro.
So this is really, like,
the only one remaining,
bro. Putting out hour-long videos, I swear.
Yeah, Steve is the last of his kind, bro.
No, this is why, like, I used to watch the Sidemen a lot, right? But then, like, their videos got longer and longer. Like,
yeah, I like it that. Like, I like it that way. It's like, it's more natural.
Just got so long. And I was like, bro, I don't have an hour to spare. I don't have like 2 hours to watch one video. You know.
Yeah,
I love the Sidemen videos because they're so long and they don't cut anything. It's just natural. They don't cut every 2 seconds like every YouTuber does now.
I mean, yeah, everything in moderation, right? Like, of course you don't want a video to be cutting every 2 seconds, but I also don't want a video that doesn't have any cuts for like 40 or like, you know. Like,
no, their stuff has like, it's well-paced. Like, it's well-paced. They don't show too much. They don't show too little. It's just, they show enough that you know, it's a good...
I mean, good, I would say Mr. B- okay, man. Honestly, I don't even watch Mr. Beast videos, but like from what I know, like it's pretty well paced as well, no? Like
he's way too fast. Like he jumps from like time thing to thing like very quick. I have not seen a scene that's like more than 20 seconds without being cut from Mr. Beast. Like it's ridiculous how much he cuts. Like I understand, like he's making his money, and like this is how everybody watches stuff now. But like, I don't know, bro. It's so frustrating to see all this. And even
so
this
is what you meant by passion. You wanted more passion.
No. This is like a separate conversation from passion. Okay. But like people, first of all, like people's attention span, that's what I was gonna say. Like people's attention span is just not there anymore. And even if they watch stuff, they'll just watch it and move on. Like they don't, you know, you don't sit there and like analyze it or like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like people watch stuff, they don't think about it anymore, and just move on. It's weird, man. Maybe I'm more artistic than I thought, but like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. No. I said artistic because one of the people I was talking about this in the Discord, and like, they're like, oh, maybe you're more artistic than you thought. I don't know. Bro. I just feel like
you're artistic.
I'm not. No, I wouldn't say I'm artistic. I'm pretty shit at art, but like, you know.
Any form of art. Artistic does not mean art. Like art,
I appreciate it more. You know what I'm saying? That's what I meant.
True, bro. These young people, they just don't understand the art that is video making.
Nah, you enjoy making your haikus about your, you know, about the anime you watch, bro. I respect it, man.
I don't know. Okay, art is not the right word, but like, you know, I have an appreciation for stuff I watch,
which
I don't see in others
arts,
anymore.
For the arts that you watch. I don't know. Yeah.
No, there's definitely a word for what Siva is. I just can't think.
No, it's
right
not
now.
Art. It's not art, but like, there's a word for what I'm talking about. Yeah. And people just don't do it anymore because, you know, they're either their attention spans are too short. They don't
care.
Okay,
but then how can you?
Either...
Oh,
I think I know the word.
Siva. What? So nice. You're telling me that you think very deeply, even when you watch five shows at the same time.
It's one show a day, bro. One show a day. Like I can watch one show a day and then think about it as I'm sleeping.
But then you're seeing it comes out weekly, right? So like, you get like five episodes from five series, weekly.
Yeah.
So you read.
Yeah, it's,
so you watch.
So
all
I have
a. Oh, you think all about all five of them deeply.
Yeah, I usually do. Like I when I'm like cleaning my dishes or like if I'm like cooking, then I'm like thinking about stuff, you know, like it's just how I work.
Bro, this guy is too knowledgeable for us, bro.
Nah, come on. No, Nick, what's the word? What's the word? You said you knew the word.
He's a hipster, bro.
Oh my god.
Bro, he's an old head, bro. He's yeah, like he prefers the older I'm style of content.
Nah, aren't hipsters like, oh, new thing, flashy thing? I'm a hair curve type of dude.
Hipster means like they like their own niche of things, and then like if it becomes popular, then they don't like it anymore.
Yeah, I'm literally trying to make my show popular. This is like the opposite.
You're an old head, bro.
I don't think I'm an old head, to be honest.
You're just anime Twitter, bro.
Bro, what? Nah, bro. Those people are different, bro. I'm not
bro,
like
shut
that.
Shut your ass up, bro.
I just spread prop. That's all I do. I spread knowledge about my series that I like to other people so that they can check it out. That's what I do.
Isn't that what anime Twitter is?
No. They're fucking people who are like always criticizing their shit. They're trying to criticize other like shows. I don't care that much. I just spread stuff about shows I like.
Siva, you are a content creator. That's what you are.
Bruh.
Siva is a.
No, the thing is, right? I would love to be a like a YouTuber, but like, yeah, this is not one like some.
He's a scholar, bro. Like, that's what he is, bro.
You want to be like Chibi Reviews?
No, not really. I mean, if I were to do YouTube, I'd probably do more vlogging or something like that. But I would love to, you know. You know,
Have like anime talk in them. I can't even.
Yeah, I would include them. Like, I would have a second channel or like, you know, something like that.
Siva would go mad as an AnnieTuber, bro. Because this guy got the crazy opinions that he like do not change.
I can clickbait, bro. I can clickbait.
This guy can clickbait because he says, bro, he just.
It's just like,
you know what I mean, bro. You know what
you're like, I would love to be a YouTuber and have like a second channel that's like anime. Just talk about that, like there.
Why don't you start it up, bro? No cap.
The only thing that's like
a student. Day in the life, bro. Yeah,
no,
day in
like
life.
The only
day
thing
in life of an anime enjoying a Manchester student, bro.
The only thing that stands in the way of all of that is like editing and like if I have the time to do it or not. That's the only thing.
I mean, you do have the time right now.
If you stop thinking about anime so much, you'd have the time.
God. Okay, bro. I think I'd love to try. Maybe I'll give it a shot. I don't know.
Give what shot? The video making thing?
I'd love to try to be a YouTuber,
yeah,
but
actually
like,
try.
I won't make it, so like, you know.
Since you think so much, Siva, what is your most like, your like opinion about an anime that you stand by, and like, you know, like you will die on this hill type.
You mean the most controversial shit he's thinking?
I guess not most controversial, but the one like the one that you like, you will die on this hill. Like you agree with this?
Probably something MHA.
Yeah, probably something related to MHA because like. People slander the fuck out of MHA, and like, it really does not deserve the.
You know why? You know why people slander MHA, bro? You know why?
Why?
It's because they're not thinking about it, bro. They're not sitting down. Like when they watch MHA, they look at the fights, bro, and they're like, yo, that's a cool fight, bro. He's punching each other, but they're not thinking.
They don't think about the intricacies of Deku and Bakugo.
Bro, Deku and Bakugo.
What could have happened between the two of them?
Okay, the thing with MHA is, right, you get more out of it the more you invest yourself into it. It's one of those ones. Because there's a lot of mini callbacks and, like, there's a lot of smaller character aspects that, you know, if you just watch casually, you're not going to see.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, like,
okay, I'll say this, though. MHA makes a fucking shit ton of parallels. Like,
it does. Horikoshi has, like, a fetish for parallels or something, girl.
Yeah, it's like... People are like, okay, you know, there's a parallel. But people make memes like, fucking, what? When the plot is shit, but the parallels are there. Like, fucking. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's but like yeah, I don't want to. Bro, are we still roasting Siva, bro? Because
No. We've devolved from that already. True.
But I was going to say something that's sort of a roast of Siva, bro.
Go ahead.
What is it?
Fuck, what was I going to say? Like.
You ugly.
Ah, fuck, Siva. I forgot now. Never mind.
Ryan, you're saying that with, like, your hair.
Siva, you stinky, bro.
Ryan, you're saying that with your fucking bald-ass head, dude.
But Ryan doesn't have to fucking shampoo that shit.
Siva, since you guys slandered me so much about, like, the freaking, what is it? The being a pedo shit, being liking my dog shit, bro. I'm not gonna take it easy anymore, bro.
Siva. Bro.
What is you doing with dodgy chicks and Manny, bro? You know what I'm
saying? Huh?
Hey, what?
Hold up.
Hey, what?
I'm gonna leave it there.
Dude, why are you making assumptions and prying into my fucking life, bro?
Yo, Ryan.
No, I'm just saying chicks be dodgy in Manny, you know what I'm saying?
Ryan, you haven't even been to England. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bro, watch your mouth, bro. You're speaking to the anime professor, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
Mike, I got a PhD in thinking, bro.
Oh my god.
All I'm gonna say is, yo, watch out for chicks, you know what I'm saying?
Alright, bro.
The type of guy to make a YouTube channel called The Anime Philosopher.
Nah.
Was that what you're thinking of, Nick? Was that what you're trying
bro,
to
Bro, I should make that channel.
Okay, nah, if I don't know, bro. I don't know if I wanna actually do it. I probably won't, to be honest.
Okay, that's crazy.
This is something that you can't just, like, you know. Guys. If you wanna do it, just do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, just.
The anime philosopher exists, bro.
Stop.
It already
exists,
bro. No, bro.
Oh my god.
You gonna make this show, bro? No cap.
He's actually talking about philosophy in anime, bro.
No, fuck off.
Yes, bro. He said forgiveness in a silent voice, human nature in monster.
Oh god.
A paradox
okay.
in Evangelion, bro. We found his account, but we found Steve's account, no cap. Dude, someone who can truly match your energy, bro. Your vibes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the videos do be popping though, no cap.
Yeah.
Some of these videos go crazy.
I'm sure they're actually good. Like I do like watching these type of videos as well. It's just that I don't like.
This is the type of shit I see Steve watching, no cap.
Huh? Nah. I won't watch something like that, bro.
Bro, shut your ass up. You don't watch some stuff.
I don't, bro. Okay, let me pull up this anime philosopher.
You tell me you don't watch stuff like this, but for your series.
Nah, let me see this guy.
I'm talking about like the idea.
What the hell even is that? N I E T Z S C H E.
You don't know what that is? It's like a philosopher.
Okay.
You really don't be thinking, huh? Well, you're not thinking like you think you're thinking, bro. Nah, he's like a philosopher, and he did something.
Steve would be the type to watch a video that's like the idea of
I know exactly what you're saying.
The idea of evil in MBJ.
Nah,
and be like, that's so true. And he starts tweeting about it.
Nah.
In a nutshell, : Deku. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
bro.
Nah. This is out of pocket, bro. This is out of pocket.
The good word in the Discord server is like, you guys know about how. See where, like, Deku represents forgiveness in the anime, bro.
Nah, stop.
But don't worry, man. We won't roast you again after this.
Alright, no more roasts for Steven, bro.
Until you go crazy. Until, you know, unless you
actually. Alright.
Oh, but we didn't. We left out. Nah, but this is like low hanging fruit.
What is it?
What is he gonna say?
Bro, you know what I'm like. It's like the easiest Eva roast you can make.
What?
Alcohol.
Yeah. We just leave it at that, bro. There's no point talking about it, bro.
I can't even say anything for that. Like, to be honest, I can't say anything for that.
Bro, we been no, bro. Who cares, bro?
Yeah. Bro, it's the same as you. It's the same as you.
You know, buys a bottle of vodka the next day. You know. Is what it is, though.
Bro. Yeah. Oh. Earlier, since we were speaking about. Siva and his and like quick cuts, bro. Every second, bro. Let me talk about a movie that I watched today that had a bit of some quick cuts, bro. In the beginning, bro.
Spider-Man, bro.
Hey, I don't want to spoil anyone, though. Like,
no, I'm not gonna spoil. We're not gonna spoil.
No spoiler talk.
Talk about because bro, like you know, this is a big movie, bro. People are like
yo,
trying
there's
to
a one
fucking amazing movie, dude.
There's a
fucking month. Amazing movie, but like the pacing was weird. Like, yeah, I watched it again yesterday. I watched it again in the theater yesterday, and, like, it was really good, but, like, it's just so weirdly paced.
Yeah, the beginning was paced, I thought, like, bad. Like, straight up just bad. Because it's like they wanted to, like, they just wanted to, like, skip past that part and just go straight to this part.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they didn't want to, like, stay on there.
They wanted to basically get it all done as fast as possible.
Bro, the whole movie is just a bunch of pandering, bro. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, they did basically fan service for everything, but like it was done well. It wasn't done like terrible. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Okay, what did you give the movie a rating out of 10 before we speak?
Why everything need to have a rating, bro?
Okay. Oh, shit, there
you
go.
You know, we're just trying to gauge how, you know, you like it.
I think we talked
first,
about this
but...
before, but yeah. Yeah.
God, I'd give it a 9. It was really, really enjoyable. Like, I loved it.
As a fan of Spider-Man, so I'd give it a 9, too.
What about you, Nick?
I would. He's thinking.
And he's thinking, or is it, yo Nick?
Bro, he washing the dishes right now. He got a thing. Relax.
Oh my god. But you know, I feel like the start, they wanted to get it over with so that they could get to like the serious bits. I loved how good Tom Holland was in this movie. Like, he was fucking amazing in this movie.
Yo,
like,
boys.
He nailed it.
I agree. Tom Holland did really good. I think
he's
actually.
Yeah,
really
he is
good.
My favorite Spider-Man now. Like, yeah. So good. He's so good.
A.
So, well, okay, rating, Nick. What were you saying?
7 or 8.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. Ryan and I gave it 9. So I'm such a big fan of Spider-Man, and I feel like this has been
Do you know why?
Why? Are you gonna roast me or something?
Because he's just like Deku, man.
Oh my god.
No, you know he really is, man.
I guess so.
If you look at his character, right, it's just like Deku. I swear to God.
He has similar tendencies. He saves people. He has like similar power, I guess. I can see the ideology.
He's just trying to save. You know, he's just trying to save the world, kind of thing.
I can see it. I guess I have a soft spot for characters like that.
Okay. I'm finna make like a philosophy video again, like
about Spider-Man, bro.
The parallels in Spider-Man and Deku.
I mean, Horikoshi is like a huge fan of Spider-Man, so I can see why.
That's also, you know, part of my reasoning that I think it's similar to Deku. Yeah. It makes sense that you like Spider-Man and you like Deku, because they're similar.
I've read the comics a lot and everything, so like, you know, I've loved Spider-Man for so long, and I feel like this movie paid off a lot of things. I feel like this has been the longest, like, this has been the origin story for Spider-Man. Now that he is Spider-Man. Now that, you know, all this is happening.
See, okay, here's the thing, right? Like, I agree with what you said, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, it feels like this movie is, like, the first movie of like, Tom Holland Spider-Man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all this character development came so late in his third film that it feels kind of like...
Yeah, I guess. I mean, to be fair, Homecoming had a lot of stuff. Far From Home was mostly him, like, grieving. Which, you know... I feel like Far From Home was a bit... how do I say this? I mean, Homecoming was really good. I really liked Homecoming. And then he got roped into the Avengers stuff, which doesn't really allow him to have a lot of character development in the first place. But, like, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, just ignoring the Avengers stuff, because, like, when you have a movie like Avengers, bro, let's be real, you're not going to have any character development.
Exactly.
None.
I didn't like Iron Man.
Like, Avenger movies are always just action with, like, very little character development.
Yeah.
Because they don't really have time. And if they do, it's, like, not super deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like Spidey has... He is Spider-Man now. Like, he's grown up. Because until now, he was, like, a boy with powers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
The
fights in the movie are also really nice.
Oh, yeah. Bro, apparently they copied a few of the moves.
It's not a spoiler to see the Doctor Stone fight.
Doctor Strange,
because it's in the fucking trailer. But yeah, it was good.
That was the best fight.
But they took moves from the PS4 game as well. So that was like a huge for the PS4 game.
Oh, the Spider-Man. Moves.
Yeah, they took the moves. They took a few moves, which was really sick.
Well, you wouldn't know because you haven't fucking played that game.
I just haven't played Miles Morales. I've played the original Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I played the DLCs as well.
Yeah, you haven't played the fucking Miles Morales game.
I will play it when I go back, like,
Shut
you know.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
The movie was good. The movie was really good. Fucking William Dafoe was so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
The movie. Bro. I want to talk about the scene. I want to talk about the scene, one of the scenes, but I don't know if it's spoilers or not.
No, bro. No
spoilers, bro. We'll talk. We'll talk. Yeah, we'll have a one shot on it.
No, like, it's not. Like, okay, it's about the villain.
Like you love to do.
But yeah, we can.
I feel like we should.
Let's honor the 1 month. No spoiler shit. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Before we wrap up, do you guys want to talk about Wrapped? Spotify Wrapped.
To be honest, bro, I gotta go.
All right, bro.
Nah, but let's talk about Wrapped. Quick. Let's say your top artist and your top
played. I did not watch many. Did not listen to much music that past year. I don't know.
How about you just top artist then?
Okay. I'll say my top five quick.
Not top five, bro. Just top artist, fam.
Okay. My top was Drake. Drake, Weeknd, Kanye. That was my top three.
And
Juice WRLD, Post Malone.
I don't remember my top three, bro. I only know my top one.
I'm looking at it right now. Drake, Weeknd, Kanye, Juice WRLD, Post Malone. And 31,000 minutes. Oh, my God. And then...
hey, honestly, that's not that bad. 31K?
Wait.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, I have more.
No, I've seen people with 200, bro.
Okay, that's too much.
Bro, if you're listening to 200k minutes of music, bro, you ain't got no life. Like, I'm sorry.
this guy, no life, bro.
200k, bro. Do you understand how much time that is?
Bro, I got like 35k. Okay,
that's fine.
My top artist is the Kanye West, bro. Did anyone think otherwise, bro?
What's your top genre?
My top genre, bro? My top genre is just lo-fi, because I listen to that when I study.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why it's lo-fi. I don't even listen to it that much.
Bro, my top five is like three anime songs and then like J. Cole and Drake.
Let's go.
Yeah. I got Hunger on Hillside as my second top song.
That's a fire song.
Yeah,
how about you, so Ryan?
My top three is Lisa, Post Malone, and Yoasobi. Damn.
Ayo.
Lisa as in like the J-pop Lisa or like the K-pop Lisa?
J-pop Lisa, no?
Okay.
Oh, I guess she you mean like Lisa. Oh, no.
Because everybody talks about her on, like, different platforms.
Bro, Stan Lisa. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Okay, that's good to know.
No, I'm kidding.
We'll talk about this more in depth next episode. We'll record sometime. Do you guys want to record tomorrow?
I'm actually down. Like,
this is, like, not a proper recording. So, like, yeah. We could talk a lot more about you. Let's record tomorrow. We'll figure out a time.
Well, this is a good recording. I got to rip into you.
Honestly, yeah, this is the most like freeform recording we've had in a while.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not gonna lie. At times it was a bit awkward because we're kind of getting back into it, and like you know,
yeah.
For the past few ones, we've had a one shot. There have been one shots, so we just talked about one thing for the entire thing. It's kind of easy to focus in, right? But this one's like switch around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting back into it though.
Do you guys want to record same time tomorrow? I'll get up early. Don't worry.
Bro, I don't know, man. We'll record when we record.
Yeah.
I wanna decide a time because deciding a time with you two is so annoying.
Bro, we'll talk about it later, bro. Let's just say goodbye. I swear, bro. Stop fighting.
All right. This has been the 16th episode of Lunch Table Podcast. We'll catch you around maybe tomorrow if we record tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Peace.